Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and I have with me Dana Zarcone. She is the CEO of Dana Zarcone International, LLC. It's a global leadership and personal transformation company, and Dana is also the founder of the Source Your Joy brand. In her past life, Dana developed a very successful corporate career at EI DuPont, Demures, and that is a Fortune 100 company. In spite of her success after 24 years, Dana decided it was time to follow her heart, get out of the corporate world, live the life that she was meant to live, a life that is more aligned with her passion and her purpose of empowering women. Her focus now is helping overachieving, ambitious women get their mojo back and make a huge shift in her life and in business. So welcome to the show, Dana.
Hey, Pat. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, thank you. Tell me, how did you get interested in empowering women?
Well, you know, as you said in the introduction, I spent 24 years in the corporate world, and I was a corporate ladder climber, the classic corporate ladder climber. Yeah, I worked a lot of long hours. I made a bunch of family sacrifices, and I was always focusing on the next big promotion so that I could, quote unquote, be successful. And I had, on the outside looking in, I had all the makings of success. I had the money, I had the good car, the big house, the kids, the white picket fence, you know, all that stuff. But in the end, you know, I really had to pay a huge price for that. And one day I realized that I was out of control. You know, somewhere along the way, on focusing on all this corporate stuff, I had lost myself. Yeah, I was stressed, I was overwhelmed, and at times I was really depressed. And it really got so bad that I hit my personal rock bottom. And at one point, I truly just felt like giving up. And I remember talking to God and saying, "Let me know when you're ready to bring me home, because I promise I won't resist." You know, I said I was ready. You know, I was ready when he was. And bottom line, I just wasn't living a successful life by any means. Not a successful life by my definition. And this was a big wake-up call for me. You know, I knew that in order to be happy, I had to make some radical changes in my life. And, you know, as women, it's really sad, because it's a fact that women in stressful jobs have a 40% increased risk of heart disease, a 60% greater risk of diabetes, and heart disease and diabetes significantly increase your risk of becoming depressed. You know, we're fueled by stress, overwhelm, and quite frankly, burnout. And as women, you know, we're still trying to prove ourselves that we're just as good as men, and in the midst of trying to create success in our lives and compete in that world, we're still being everything to everybody. We're catering to the kids, we're pleasing the boss, we're doting on the husbands, you know, all of this energy that's being put out, it all adds up. And ultimately, we wind up sacrificing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits to please everyone else. And, you know, the bottom line is we really need to do everything we can to reconnect to ourselves, to relearn all the things we knew about how amazing we really are, but forgot. And we need to disconnect from all of the madness and reconnect with our true essence, you know, our inner wisdom, our strength, and our ability to experience true happiness and joy in our lives. And so when I decided to leave the corporate world, I embarked on my journey of empowering women. I just really felt that gravitational pull that this is what I'm meant to do. And so now I focus on helping women reclaim that personal power and really get excited about life again, you know, help them from losing themselves and reconnect with their true essence of who they really are.
I'm sure that a lot of our listeners are going to be able to relate to what drove you to this new passion. You and I met through a coaching program, and I know that you've talked when we've been together about standing in your power. What does that phrase mean?
You know, for me, standing in your power really means standing in your truth. It means living and being free from everything that you're not. You know, in my opinion, it's all about practicing the three selves: self-honesty, self-acceptance, and self-compassion. You know, we do live in this world where we are forced to act, behave, and think a certain way in order to be accepted, to be lovable, to be likable, and all these kinds of things. And we develop this masked self that we present to the world. And eventually, over time, we wind up believing in this masked self as our true identity, when in fact it is not. And so if we can learn to practice self-honesty, self-acceptance, and self-compassion, we can really make a shift and live from that place of knowingness that we're in alignment with our passion and purpose. And I think the biggest thing about, you know, being in your power is really about being accountable for your thoughts, actions, and your reactions, and then also taking responsibility for, you know, the life that you're living, and knowing that what you're experiencing in your life today is exactly what you've created for yourself because of all the choices you've made along the way. And to know that you have the power to change things any time you decide to make a different choice.
I know for many of the people who are listening who are working full-time or part-time and also using free time to market to attorneys or work on their businesses or work on cases, that may mean a shift in responsibilities within their household. What advice do you have for LNCs who are facing some resistance from a family member about those changes that are necessary for the business owner to be able to move forward?
You know, I've embarked on so many new ventures, so to speak, and I've hit up so much resistance myself, so I completely understand what your listeners might be going through. And I think the best advice I have is to really stay the course. You know, be true to yourself. And this goes back to what we talked about earlier. You know, we need to stop living to please everybody else, because what happens is if we make decisions from a place of trying to please other people, we wind up, one, not living our dreams and our passion and purpose, and two, we wind up creating a level of resentment between us and the person that we're trying to please. That's not healthy for your relationship either. So if it's your dream, you know, stake your claim on it and go for it and stay strong and with conviction about what it is you feel is right for you to do, and then make that clear to everybody and get them on the bandwagon and let them know how much you appreciate their support, and the things may change and the dynamics may change, but let them know that you're a team and that you can all work through this together so that everyone can be happy and create a win-win situation.
That's wonderful advice, and I'm sure that will be useful to the people who, in the audience, who are experiencing that issue. One of the things that our audience struggles with is fears of being rejected, fears of not being good enough, fears in some cases for the shyer or more quiet LNCs is fears of putting themselves out in a marketing situation and needing to coherently and in an inviting way explain their services. What tips can you give people who are struggling with facing their fears?
Fear is a very powerful word, and I have an acronym for fear. It's called Feel Everything and Rejoice. It's really, you know, embracing the fear and taking and gleaning the lesson from it. You know, fear is truly our worst enemy. It really keeps us stuck. It freezes us. It paralyzes us. And you're right. We fear so many things. We fear failure, rejection, abandonment, not being good enough. You know, what if people don't like me? What if they won't take me seriously? You know, it's really interesting, though, Pat, that I've learned in working with a lot of my clients is that what we fear the most is how amazing we can be. We fear ourselves and our true essence. And I know that sounds strange, but deep down, we actually fear being all that we can be. There's like this amazing thing on the other end of fear that's how big and how amazing and how vibrant we can be, and we don't know how to be that way. So we use that fear as a way to block us and keep us from taking chances to get to that place, and it causes us to alienate ourselves. So if you really want to be all that you can be, as they say, you know, you need to practice that self-honesty that we talked about, and then admit what it is you're afraid of, because like I said, fear is something that can be your friend. You can learn so much from fear. And the trick is, it goes back to what I said about, you know, standing in your power, about self-honesty, self-acceptance, self-compassion. If you're honest with yourself and you're aware of what it is you fear, you can make that your friend, and you can learn to identify what that fear is about and work through it. So what can you learn from it? So my advice around fear is always feel the fear, breathe into it, and embrace it. Make it your friend. And then only then can you disempower it and strip it of the hold that it has on you. So with fear, claim it, deal with it, and then release it.
And it can,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it can have such a powerful hold. And I think you've given us some tools so that we can feel like we can control it more.
Right. And not to be afraid of it, you know, there's the fear part, right? But, you know, it really is such a disenabler. And your fear is there naturally to help protect you from, you know, it's that kind of fight or flight response that we were born with when humanity got created. And it's really in our, genetically in our DNA, we have this fight or flight kind of response to everything. And so that fear is there to protect us. It's kind of our survivor in us, right? To, you know, not get hurt, not get trampled on, all this kind of stuff. But it doesn't serve us anymore like it did way back when we were afraid of, you know, all of these animals, you know, challenging our livelihood. Now it's really just something that is getting in our way of being our true selves and embracing how amazing that we are.
I was recently at a conference and I heard a speaker say that discouragement, disillusionment, and disappointment lead to doubts and to quitting. There are only three requirements for success: decide what you want, determine the price you have to pay, and resolve to pay that price. What do you think about that advice?
Yeah, I absolutely love that advice, because I can't tell you how many times that, you know, after leaving the corporate world, you know, I was a pretty well accomplished person in the corporate environment, and I thought going out to be an entrepreneur and doing my own thing would be easy because I was an overachiever, a multitasker, and all that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. And there, I was discouraged and I was disappointed. And there are so many times where I thought, what on earth am I doing? And the reality is, I had to really sit back and think, how badly do I want this? Is this really in alignment with my true self and with my passion and purpose? And what price am I willing to pay to make this happen? Because you know, surprisingly to me, this is not going to be an easy road. It does take hard work. It does take commitment. It takes conviction. And in a lot of ways too, Pat, it takes courage. And, you know, to really face, one thing I did is I learned so much about myself. You know, I didn't realize, for me, we just talked about fear. I didn't realize for me how much fear I had about, you know, oh my God, I'm not going to be good enough. Who am I to put myself out there? And, you know, they're not going to like what I have to say. All this kind of stuff came up that never reared its ugly head in the corporate world. So it just created, it just really unlocked a part of me that I didn't really know I had. And I really had to tap into that part of dealing with that fear and embracing a knowingness of how amazing I really am and how I know that I am meant to do this work, and decide what price I was going to pay to make it happen. And the price can be so many things, you know, like you mentioned, sacrifices with your family, financial. The price you have to pay is really taking a very close look at you and your own issues and those kinds of things. But know that if you are doing the right thing, if you are in alignment with your purpose, the universe opens up and the universe gives you all kinds of opportunities to work through all that stuff easily and effortlessly, and they will unlock doors and open windows that you can succeed as long as you stay true to what you want to do and have an unwavering commitment to it.
I think that you've talked about some of the really key ingredients for success. It makes me think of the books that I've written, and I know that our listeners are aware that I've been writing for a long time. The first time that I co-authored a book with two other people, I realized that it meant shifting priorities. The person that I was co-authoring with had a boy who was in soccer. She was involved in the State Nurses Association. She was working full-time, and she expected that she'd be able to continue to do all of those things in addition to adding writing and editing. And what she rather quickly realized is that her stress level went almost out of control because she couldn't shift her priorities. She couldn't give up something. She wasn't ready to determine that there was a price that she had to pay for being involved in the book. As legal nurse consultants who are entrepreneurs also have to recognize there's a price to building a business. And it does mean shifting priorities and sometimes giving up things that are no longer as important to you as answering the question of how badly do I want this business?
You know, you're hitting exactly on a very important point there, Pat, because it takes us back to the very beginning of what I said, which was, you know, we do get stuck in this trap, right, of trying to be everything to everybody. We are under this disillusionment that we are super women and we can handle everything and stay strong, suck it up, you know, head held high, and we can have all of these balls in the air and we can manage. And the reality is you will wear yourself out. You're going to burn out. You'll become depressed. You'll become stressed. And that's when that discouragement comes into play. You're going to want to quit. And you think, well, what am I doing? Because you're going to overwhelm yourself. And in life, you know, for entrepreneurs and in life in general, we do have choices to make. And it's about making choices in alignment with what is going to serve you and your path. And you do have to make sacrifices and, you know, reprioritize and shuffle things around so that you don't burn out and so you don't wind up throwing yourself, derailing yourself on this path to what you really want to be doing in terms of achieving your dreams.
What can you tell us about resilience and pushing through?
You know, it's interesting. Resilience is a word that has been used so much lately, you know, over the last couple of years. It's definitely a buzzword now. And I cringe a little bit when I hear the word resilience because it means, you know, adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, stress, you know, all that other stuff. And while resilience is really important, it's the adaptation piece that I have an issue with because, especially as a therapist here, you know, most people think that to adapt, it means to roll with the punches and suck it up, you know, the past is in the past, just get over it, you know, when nothing could be further from the truth. The past will haunt you. If you don't resolve your issues, if you don't deal with things, they will continue to get louder and louder and louder in your life. It's kind of that saying, what you resist persists, right? So to be resilient, you know, to adapt, we really need to experience things fully. And this means on all levels of our lives, mind, body, emotion, spirit. You know, we adapt by owning and processing what haunts us so that we can work through it and not try to get past it. There's a huge difference there. It sounds very similar, but it's not. You know, and so to me, you know, being resilient really means loving yourself unapologetically, claiming your power from a place of truth, and embracing how amazing you really are. It means really living life all in and full out. You know, as they say, like what's that saying? Like, life is a journey, not a destination. And that is so true. So I think we all need to adapt and be resilient, but I think we need to do it in a way where we're still practicing those three selves, you know, self-honesty, self-acceptance, and self-compassion. I think there's a way to kind of overlap the two so that it makes you stronger and more resilient and more persistent in your life.
And I also wanted to ask you about some of the myths that people have about being in business.
Well, myths, gosh, where do I start with that one? You know, and we're talking more from an entrepreneurial perspective, I assume, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so, you know, this goes back to what I touched on previously, is that the myths is that you're going to jump out of this corporate stress and where there's the risk of being laid off, there's all the corporate dynamics, there's personal dynamics and maybe not getting along with the boss and all this kind of stuff that can make our lives miserable if we let it. And we say, gosh, I'm going to get out of all this. I'm going to go start my own business. And I think the myth in particular is that it's going to be easy. We see so many people, if we're in the entrepreneurial space, you see so many people who have jumped off that corporate ladder or whatever ladder they were on, and they have just rose up to the top very quickly. And we get this sense of idea that we can do the same thing and it's going to be a piece of cake, and it's not. It is just a lot of hard work. And I think the key about being in business is to make sure that you don't get sucked into the overwhelm, right? So I think one of the myths for sure is that it's going to be easy. The other myth is that, you know, that everybody's going to stand behind you, because they necessarily will not. You know, I think there's just so many things to think about when you start a business, because it's something that needs to be really well thought out. And again, in alignment with this knowingness that you know this is what you're supposed to do and you're willing to pay that price to make it happen. Because there's a lot of work behind it, a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes to make an entrepreneurial business successful.
Absolutely. Are there any tips or strategies that you could share with our audience in terms of what you have found to be successful in making that business move forward?
I think start with the basics and, you know, ask for advice. There's so many groups out there, you know, Facebook groups and all this kind of stuff that you can get involved in, where you can tap, you know, really reach out for people who have walked a mile before you, because it's so important. If you're sitting back and you're thinking that you're going to be behind your computer and just create this great, you know, this great dynasty for yourself, and you can do it on your own and you don't need any help, if you're in that kind of a space, it's going to take you so much longer to get through it and get to where you want to be. I say be humble and really reach out and ask for that help and support that you need to make it happen. Because there's so many people, what I find in this entrepreneurial space is there's so many amazing, heart-centered people who are willing to extend that olive branch and help you out and give advice and support and help you and promote you and all these kinds of great things. But you've really got to face your fear and step out of that comfort zone and be committed to making things happen. And like I said, be humble and really rely on the support that is out there, and don't try to do it all yourself, because you will get overwhelmed.
You shared a phrase earlier that I wrote down because it resonated with me, and that is, how badly do I want this? That's such an important phrase in terms of keeping focused and recognizing that there are challenges in being an entrepreneur, in starting and running a business, but it ultimately comes down to a choice. Do you want to have that business? Do you want the rewards that that business can bring to you? Do you want the ability to be in charge of yourself, in charge of your destiny, to be able to make up your rules and live your life and your business the way that you want? And I know for some people listening, that may sound like an impossible dream. Dana and I are here to say that, yes, that can happen as a result of starting a business. I built up a very successful business that enabled me to have a lifestyle that made my life so much easier. But I worked really hard over a lot of years to be able to get to that point. And your comments, Dana, on resilience and sticking it out and staying the course, I think are so important for our audience.
Yeah, and I think to your point about the question of, you know, how badly do I want it, that's absolutely the first question that everybody should be asking. And I think there's a follow-up question that makes a lot of sense too, which is, if not this, then what? Because when you look at what your other options are, how badly do I want it? And then if not this, then what? And if your what on the other side doesn't look so enticing, it's not in alignment with this passion, it doesn't get you excited when you wake up in the morning, then you know that this is, you know, how badly do you want it, is you're on the right path. You know, honor it and trust it. And every little step has a compounding effect. It all adds up. And what feels like you're trudging through quicksand and you're having a hard time, you know, making a shift and getting things moving, all of a sudden you start gaining traction and gaining momentum and things take off and the whole world opens up and everything synchronizes so beautifully. But it's really about a practice and patience as well. And just having that knowingness that I'm going to make this happen, and we have to be patient. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen overnight. But it will happen with perseverance and persistence.
Words to live by, Dana.
Coming from a really hard road that I've had to hoe, so.
we call it the School of Hard Knocks. We have
exactly
degrees from the School of Hard Knocks.
Exactly. And it's such a, you know, it's been, and I know for you too, Pat, from our conversations, it's a great opportunity. You learn so much about who you are. You learn so much about your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities for growth and improvement. But I think you really do get in touch with how strong and how amazing you really are. And when you find that and you're in alignment with that, this becomes fun. It's hard work, but it's still fun and it's really worth it. It's very rewarding.
If our listeners want to learn more about you, where can you direct them?
They can find me at my main website, which is Source Your Joy. So SOURCE, Your Joy, sourceyourjoy.com. And of course, I have a same named page on Facebook. They can like me there and get all kinds of inspirational stuff that I provide on a daily basis. I'm very active on that page, which is just, you know, the Facebook, go to Facebook and look for Source Your Joy, and you'll find my page that you can like there and interact with me. And on that site, my main website, I have quite a few interesting free things that they can download and check out, and including the 9 strategies to live a joyful life. It's very unique and surprising, and I think it's something that people might be really inspired by. So I'd encourage people to go to my site and download that.
This has been Dana Zarcone talking with us about sourcing your joy. Thank you, Dana, so much for being a part of this show.
Oh, thank you, Pat, for having me. It was such a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.